Hey, everybody. Welcome to the ABDL Cast, a podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Tiny Smurf, and this is episode number 10. Yay! And back in her rightful place on the Golden Throne is producer Sammy. Sammy, how are you doing? No, I didn't say porcelain throne. The golden producer's throne. Sammy, it's been so long. Thank you for coming. No, I'll get to that in just a moment. But first of all, let everybody know, coming up on the show today, telling your spouse or your significant other that you're an AB or a DL or an adult kid, or simply telling them about diapers. We also have Toddy's Diaper Time, we have Story Time, and listener feedback. All right, yes, Sammy, it's been since May 5th. That's a lot of months. Let's see, May, June, July, August, September, October. Oh, my goodness, we are a couple days short of 5 months since we've last done the show. Yeah, we'll treat this as really we're rebooting. And in fact, I scratched all the original show notes that I've had lined up for months and months and months that just haven't gotten to it. And well, the truth of the matter, the fact of the matter is that I haven't felt very well in quite a long time. No, not a physical ailment. It's even hard to say. I have mental health issues, and I have for the lion's share of my life. And no, I've spent time, you know, when I was younger with medications and therapy, and I've spent went to the fun hospital for a weekend and, you know, things like that. But it's all good. And so we're getting back on track. I've been wanting to do this show, but I can't. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that as the show goes on. But I want to let everybody know, because we get this question quite often. There are 3 ways to contact me. If you want to talk to me about the show, anything, you have ideas, feedback, whatever, 3 ways that you can contact me. The primary way is via email. So address your email to toddy@abdlcast. That's toddy@abdlcast.com. The second way is on Twitter. I love Twitter. I have a real short attention span, and it just works for me. That's where I go most often. You can find us, of course, at ABDLcast or twitter.com/ABDLcast. The third way that you can contact us is via voicemail. Our SpeakPipe account that we have, we'll mention that at the end of the show, but you can call in on your computer, on your phone, whatever. You know, it's an app. It is. So if you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you can get the SpeakPipe app. Many websites use SpeakPipe, so it's not something weird and strange. And you can use that, and it comes in. The sound is real nice and everything, and you can call in and leave a minute and a half or something for my free account, right? So in other words, don't PM me. No private messages, direct messages on forums or message boards. I can't guarantee when I'll see them. I don't frequent those as often as I do Twitter. That's my number one place where I go. So anyway, use those 3 ways. You can contact me with questions, comments, etc., and we want to use them for the show. Going forward on the show, I'd like it to really be based on your questions or your comments or, you know, ideas that we can share between a host and audience. And Sammy will help weed those out, and she'll, not weed them out, but, well, then rephrase them or phrase them in a way that I can, you don't think that I understand what people are asking? Well, sometimes. Well, I don't know. It slips past me every once in a while. So anyway, here's the deal. We are looking to change the delivery of the ABDL cast. I'm thinking about it real hard. We are in episode number 10 right now. The show's been around for a long time, but I don't do it that often. Not as often as I'd like to. Man, I'd love to be behind this microphone very often, but things just get in the way. And I'm thinking of taking this show offline, basically, taking it out of iTunes, any other podcatcher. Basically, that's the way to put it. So that it'll no longer be a podcast in the classic sense of the term, where you can subscribe to it and have it delivered to you automatically. We'll leave these first 10 episodes up the way that they are, so they can be in iTunes and all those other places from now for now until the cows come home. But episodes going forward may, haven't made a hard decision yet, but we may make those just a private recording that's available upon request. Maybe we can work up an email list or something. And the reason why is because, and I've said it, I think that I've said it on this show before, I'm pretty sure, but I have spent 3/4 of my life behind microphones in various capacities. I played in bands, recorded, toured, things like that when I was a youngster. And in fact, I made a living doing that up until I got married. And then when I got married and we started having kids, I hung up, the musical instruments, and I went into the studio behind the board, and I was a board op. I was a recording engineer and recorded a zillion bands, worked real hard and all that good stuff, had a great time. I also did radio, and then when the podcasting revolution came, when I said, hey, I don't have to get permission from anybody in order to do a radio show. I could say whatever I want. I can do whatever I want. I could do it as often as I want, as little as I want, all that stuff. And I'm kind of a control freak, and so that works out real good for me. And so I jumped in with both feet back about a decade ago. But regardless, for 30-plus years, I have been doing things publicly behind a microphone, and along with that comes a whole lot of feedback from people. And it's just like if you get onto IMDb and read people's user reviews or normal people reviews of movies, or if you read reviews of records or reviews of anything, really, you're going to get a whole lot of pie in the sky, everything's great. And then you're going to get a whole lot of zeros from people. This is the worst thing that I have ever heard or seen or experienced in my whole life. And what it is it's the word is vitriol. We're not just talking negative feedback. We are talking vitriol, which is a noun that means cruel and bitter criticism. So in other words, it's not just good enough for somebody to say, it's not my cup of tea, whatever. I don't even know any modern bands. Joe Band. Okay. Well, there's a band right now and they're rising up the charts and they're called Joe. And people love Joe, and they're making, they're selling platinum records. Their records are going platinum. They're selling millions and millions of them. But somebody's going to get on and write, this is the worst thing that has ever existed in the history of the universe. They suck. I wish they'd, get run over by a bus. You know what I'm talking about. You know the kind of people on the internet that I'm talking about, don't you? That is called vitriol. Cruel and bitter criticism. And ABDL Cast has elicited the most vitriol of anything I have ever done in my life. And it's crazy, because I've done some crummy stuff, especially when I was younger. And so, for example, here's just one example. And I'm not going to dwell on this because I didn't want this show to be negative, but this is the one example I decided to share with you, and this is an iTunes review in the American iTunes store. It's our only one-star review, and the title was Terrible. Comment follows. The content could be interesting, relevant, and helpful. It could be, okay? I'm sorry, I'm going to add some commentary here. However, this author goes on, the host is unprepared. The side discussion with a sound effect is infuriating. Yeah, I know you, I would take offense of that too. Sound effect. Okay, so is infuriating. That's a strong word. That goes back to, that falls under vitriol. The host's voice is obscured, and it makes it like nails on a chalkboard in hell. Okay? Not good enough to say it's like nails on a chalkboard. We all understand what that means, right? Oh, that person's voice is like nails on a chalkboard, and I'm sure that mine is to many people. I don't care. However, it's not just nails on a chalkboard. It's worse than that. It's nails on a chalkboard in hell. Vitriol. Ends up with, would never recommend to anyone. So in other words, there is nothing redeeming about this show to Mr. Terrible Commenter or Miss. Final line, please, please stop. And this is what cracks me up about the internet and people that are allowed to comment on the internet, which is anybody, right? It's a democracy. This is what you get. You get the good and you get the bad. Please, please stop. Instead of, I'm not going to listen because it's not my cup of tea. No, 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 no. They can't control themselves. So in other words, I need to stop because this person believes that there's no redeeming value to the show, so therefore nobody would find any redeeming value to this show. That's just one example. And really, we're about 50-50 on this show when it comes down to it. 50% of people love the show. 50% of the people would like me to fall under a bus and be run over so that I can never open my mouth again. Vitriol. Now, so we put that out there. Now, Baby Brian on the Daily Diapers board, he commented, because I post on this, because that bums me out, you know, that kind of stuff. Of course it does. Of course it does. Tell me that it wouldn't bum you out. But anyway, Baby Brian says, don't let it get to you. He just doesn't like the sound of your Smurf voice. I like Baby Brian because he doesn't pull punches in any way. In no way whatsoever does Baby Brian pull punches, and I can appreciate that. And especially the sound of your fast-forward recording of a chipmunk. I mean, Sammy. He's saying... Sammy, well, hey, she wants her voice mask. Yeah, and we respect wishes on this show. Okay, anyway, no offense, that's just the impression I get to. Your podcast is still well worth every bit of it, though, because, quite frankly, nobody else, including myself, is putting out something as good as you are. So we appreciate that, Baby Brian. He recognizes where this vitriolic commenter is coming from, but says, you know, basically, let's hear you do better, Mr. Terrible Commenter. Okay, then we have Tatabee via a comment on Tumblr. He says, you know, ignore such silliness. Your approach is fresh, fun, engaging, and entertaining. I starred you, he's talking about iTunes, and I urge others to join me. Looking forward to the next episode. Hi to Sammy. Yeah, she says hi, Teddy. And I understand what they're saying, and I know that. I know that. I'm a middle-aged man. I know these things. I know how the world works. And you just ignore things like that and go on. Okay, the problem is, though, is that this, of all the things that I've done, and we're talking poetry, you know, I mean, I write song lyrics and things like that. You know, these are very personal things. This show, I have to do this show because it's, you know, it's for me. And, you know, people vitriol, please, please stop because I can't control myself. I might accidentally hear it again. Idiot commenter in iTunes. Sorry. I'm sorry for being... I'm sorry. I'll pull back, Sammy. I did not want to have that kind of reaction because that's exactly what that person was trying to get out of me. Right. But the problem is that this show's is the most personal of anything that I've ever done. I mean, I'm putting it all out there. It's not veiled. It's not hidden. It's not disguised, cleverly disguised between behind poetry and images and things. This is all out there. It's very personal to me. And if so many people despise it, by all means, I don't want to contribute to your pain in life. And so if we just go ahead and make this private, and then that way, the people that really, really want to hear it, hey, we'll make sure you get a copy. We'll make sure that you are kept in the loop and you can listen to it and we can still communicate and converse and we can still all be friends, but I don't have to listen to vitriol, okay? Because again, there's a huge difference between constructive criticism or just criticism in general and cruel and bitter criticism. So anyway, that's about it. Let's get into, you want to get positive now? Yeah, we've done, 14 minutes of negative. Let's go, let's do 3 or 4 minutes of positive on it. All right, let's continue on with listener comments. And we have a lot, and they are very old. They're from all the way from back in May and leading on up to the present time. Tommy P. via the Daily Diapers ABDL cast thread. What a pleasant surprise to see a new episode added to my podcast queue this morning. Woohoo! You know, and obviously that's episode number 9 he was talking about. Continuing. I'm sidebar, I haven't read these comments in months, so bear with me if I stumble through them. I know that one guy on iTunes is going to say I'm unprepared, but I'm doing the best that I can. Continuing, I'm starting to sound like a broken record here, but yet again, you've gone and made the most delightful episode. I kind of feel like an ABDL podcast veteran, hearing my name on your show so often, and I have to tell you, it puts a huge smile on my face to know that, one, you actually read what I write, and two, you feel it's actually worth reading to everyone out there listening. Super cool! Yay! Of course, we feel that what you write in is worth reading. If you are taking the time to communicate with us, we're going to communicate right back. That is what this show is. Pure and simple. Kate continues, hope you and Sammy have a very happy one-year anniversary of the show. Yeah, we did. We missed it. We should have done a one-year anniversary show and completely missed that. And I don't even remember when that was. That might have been back in May. May, April. Yeah, probably May. Regardless, says, I've enjoyed every bit of it. You two deserve much praise for your hard work. Also, I love Toddy's Diaper Time. Please keep it going. In fact, you've inspired me to get some North Shore samples myself, so thank you for that. Hey, stay tuned. Toddy's Diaper Time is coming up a little bit later on, and more on the North Shore. That rhymes. That's kind of like radio style. More on the North Shore. Okay, he continues. Your comment about the racing stripes on the Abinas made me laugh. I've noticed that it's a very popular diaper in the ABDL community, but I personally can't stand them primarily because of the stripes. In my opinion, it kind of kills the feeling of being little and the pureness that comes with wearing a plain white or printed ABDL diaper. They're, again, my opinion, just flat out ugly. Thanks again, Tommy P. Thank you, Tommy P. Next up, Kazzy, via email. Hi, Toddy, it's Kazzy again, and yes, you said my name right. Yay! No, I always worry about that. You don't want to pronounce somebody's name incorrectly. Right, okay, it's just, sounds like you don't care. Yeah, but I mean, with a name like, you know, hey, some names are just tricky. All right, I listened to your last episode just a little bit ago, and I just had to write in. After listening to all your episodes and another podcast, I keep finding myself different from what people are saying. First, I haven't always liked diapers, like a lot of people say. In fact, I just found out that I liked them 2 years ago. I was one of those kids that couldn't wait to be out of diapers. I was also one of the earliest that I knew of getting out of them. I never wet the bed or had accidents until recently, I never even gave diapers a second thought. Once again, I missed your poll in the Daily Diapers Forum, but this time I wanted to answer your latest question. Since I found out what an AB and DL are, I have always put myself right between. I'm definitely an adult kid who likes to be babied and loves diapers, and for as long as I have been... Let me try that again. Let me back up. I'm definitely an adult kid who likes to be babied and loves diapers, and for as long as I have been one, my view on it hasn't changed. I still love the show, Toddy, and Sammy is great too. So keep up the good work and know that some of us are spreading the show to others. Yay! And Kazzy also suggested a topic for an episode that we've added to our episode list, which we keep. And I check those, you know, so you have suggestions for topics? Contact us in the three ways that we mentioned at the beginning of the show. We'll talk about it later on at the end, too. Now, baby girl's daddy via direct message at Daily Diapers. Hello, Toddy and Sammy. Congratulations on a year of the ABDL cast. I hope there are many more to follow. As usual, the show was well worth the wait, and I wanted to send in my response to the question from this episode about transitioning from AB to DL and vice versa over the years, and I'm thinking I may well be the wild card for this one. I've always been a diaper lover, and for the most part. I've tried baby things like bottles and pacifiers because those are things that I associated with diapers when I was younger, but they were never something which I was interested in for feeling little. They were just sort of diaper accessories. The transition I made was not from being a DL to an AB, but from being a little to a big. When I was younger, I was interested in the idea of having someone else put diapers on me. And while that is something I do still enjoy occasionally, I find that I enjoy putting others into diapers much more, which is something I never really thought about when I was younger. So thanks for another great show. And thank you, baby girl's daddy. Okay, moving back to our buddy Tatabi via a direct message at adisc.org. Hi, Toddy Smurf. Aside, it's kind of confusing as to where you would like us to leave a comment about the questions you ask on Twitter. So I thought I would just send you the message here at adisc.org. Hope you don't mind. I think it's great that you are developing a dialogue within the community beyond forums and Tumblr posts. Cheers to you and Sammy, too. Yeah, he did a radio rhyme, too. Yeah, cheers to you and Sammy, too. Okay, more on the North Shore. Yeah, so there's two that we got in the same episode. Okay, here's this comment. Is it as simple as ABD or AB or DL? I think that one of the significant insights we have learned about our human condition, certainly highlighted by our growing understanding of sexual identity and orientation, is the concept that these types of terms describe points on a continuum. The continuum, like a rainbow, has room for all aspects of a particular human condition, like identities. On one end, there might be the absolute matured adult, and on the other, the absolute regressed adult. In between, we find the rich, colorful world of real people, and in there, slightly towards the mature side, we find the DL who relates the activity to adult behaviors, such as sexual expression toward the Toward the regressed end, we find the AB, for whom diaper activity is less about adult-expressed sexuality and more about play, make-believe, and role. The wonderful thing about this type of conceptualization of the human condition is that it allows us to be more fluid and responsive to our own growth and understanding as humans. We can be the matured adult when we need to be, but we can also give ourselves permission to regress, to play, and enjoy life. It allows us to pick comfort points from which to project our identity. For some, that point is around the DL area, while others are comfortable identifying as ABs. Next week, our human condition might change, causing us to adjust that identity through understanding or situation. Great points, Tatabi. A lot to think about, and the way that you worded it, perfect word picture. Thank you so much for that, and we hope that you're still listening after 5 months of absence of the ABDL cast. All right, moving on. Zachary Alexander via the Daily Diapers Board ABDL cast thread. Aloha! Hey, is Zachary Alexander in Hawaii? That would be neat. You want to do a show from Hawaii? Well, who wouldn't? Okay. I found this podcast about a week ago while being sneaky little boy on my phone because I could not sleep. I find the show just super awesome. I downloaded every episode. It is so fun to listen to. I say a big, huge thank you for great fun listen. What helps me feel little is my childish outfits, like my shortalls. I so like my shortalls, he says. It's so good to just run around playing and not have to worry about mishaps. I also like my toy Hot Wheels and Matchbox cars. Oh, I also cannot sleep at all if my teddy bear Coco isn't in my arms. Zachary, thank you very much for contacting us. We hope that you are still in the audience, that you're still subscribed to the show, and that you heard your comment here on episode number 10 of the ABDL cast. All right, we got a comment in the iTunes store in Australia. And see, iTunes is funny because I can't go into iTunes and see all feedback. I can only see it for the United States. You have to go in and change the URL, and you have to know the country code in order to see feedback in other countries, like Germany is .de or Australia is .au, I believe, Canada.ca. And yeah, it's time consuming. I don't understand why they do that. So if you are in another country and you have left a comment review in iTunes, send us a copy so that we can read it on the show, or so we can just keep it for our records. Again, we told you the different ways of contacting us, but for something like that, you're going to want to email us, toddy@abdlcast.com. So this was by J-A-A-B-D-L-P-C. Is this just another ABDL podcast writing in? That looks like that acronym. That is another podcast that you should be listening to, folks. Just another ABDL podcast. Entertaining, insightful, and clean is the headline. This podcast is a great listen. Toddy and Sammy keep things light and entertaining while still delivering interesting, insightful, and clean content. And that's exactly what we aim to do. Yeah, that's the whole point right there. Getting back, the show is very well presented with a professional feel, but with a down-to-earth host that I, and I suspect most other ABDLs, can relate to. Sidebar. No, they can't, but I appreciate you saying that. Maybe half. Well done, and keep it up. Thank you very much for that review. Very much appreciated. And Sammy, she likes it too. Well, yeah, who wouldn't? Okay, Baby Fox commented on Survey Says ABDLs prefer premium printed diapers. That is our own thread on our own website. Yes, you can communicate with us via abdlcast.com by leaving a comment on any of the shows. That's another way. That's the fourth way of contacting us. Remember we did that poll to see whether ABDLs preferred printed diapers or plain diapers? You know, the results surprised us, and we talked about that on that particular episode. Baby Fox says, I role play as a 2-year-old or sometimes even younger. I prefer printed disposable diapers because they were what I wore when I was young, and to feel babyish, I just need my plushie, a fox named Finder. Hey, Toddy, you've been waddling around for a while. What do you think about how kids are in diapers for a longer amount of time? I just saw a Pampers size 7 and a Good Night's size 3XL. I think I'm not alone in wanting to just relive my diaper days. And right now I can't buy or wear any adult baby diapers. Any tips for making it through the hard times when your world says no more diapers? Your friend, Baby Fox. Wow, you know what? That sounds like a topic for another show. My thoughts on kids. I think I mentioned it in an earlier episode. I don't understand the Western culture, especially in America, especially the Western cultures that are super duper competitive and stuff. You know, hey, my car is bigger than yours. My house is nicer than yours. I make more money than you. And my kid was out of diapers in 2 weeks. You know, it's crazy. How about this? They will get out of diapers when they are ready to. When they're ready. I don't have much more of an opinion on it other than that. Leave them alone. And they'll come home wagging their tails. Sorry, I digress. And what to do? You know what? I do think that that's a topic for another show. That'll allow me to delve back into my childhood and what I was doing. And, you know, as Baby Fox wanted to know, I can't get any diapers right now. What should I do? What can I do? Wow. You know what? Stay tuned. We'll address that. Throw that out for any listeners. If you have any comments or suggestions, let us know. Diaper Facts, which is at Loves Pampers via Twitter, said, hey, Toddy Smurf, would love to hear you do a podcast on diaper commercials of the 80s and 90s. And that sounds like a fantastic topic for an episode. And so we added that to the list as well. So everybody go to on Twitter. Follow at Loves Pampers, which is Diaper Facts, and you will have a good time. that person tweets out all kinds of fun stuff all the time. And we also have some voicemail coming in, I do believe, via SpeakPipe, is it? Yes. Hello?
Hello, Tony. Rachel Emily here. I thought I'd do this to give you a chance to match a voice with a name. Though I didn't participate in your poll on daily diapers, you did get me thinking about my own diaper preferences. If the older members who love printed diapers constitute the wild card in the poll, as Sammy said, then I must be on a whole other planet as far as my preferences go. You see, the poll did make one glaring omission, and that's the tiny subgroup of a subgroup among AVDLs who prefer printed cloth diapers. I used to have several flannel alphabet block print diapers and loved them. Ask your listeners if that's true of anybody else.
All right, and there we have Rachel Emily leaving a voicemail via SpeakPipe. And you heard the question. You know, there are so many different variations of people in this, I don't want to call it community, but in this ilk, the ABDL collection of individuals. And as Tataby said earlier on, man, the spectrum is crazy. There is no black and white. There's a variation of gray or a variation of colors, and they kind of blend into the next one. And so we found in our poll, of course, Rachel Emily felt a little bit left out because we didn't mention printed cloth diapers. So what are your feelings on that? And Rachel Emily, thank you so much for calling in. We love voicemail. We love being able to play other listeners' voices on the show so everybody can hear and we can all get to know each other a little bit better. And it's just a whole lot of fun. So there you go. First 15 minutes of negativity. Second, it's 15 minutes of some great listener feedback and comments. And I think it's time to jump into a topic. How about it? This song. It makes me happy. One last sip of water before we have to talk. Topic for today is telling your spouse about diapers. Basically, this was inspired many months ago by a thread on ADISC.org. Somebody wrote in, and I'm sorry, I don't have the name. But it says, okay, so obviously telling my wife before marriage would have been the ideal choice, but now I'm almost 11 years into my marriage and have 3 kids. I honestly thought, listeners, how many people have you heard say this next thing almost verbatim? Continuing. I honestly thought I could suppress the desire after I got married. No. Okay, continuing. As you all know, that's almost impossible to do. I was wearing in secret after a year of being married. I would like to hear from those who told their spouse and about the diapers 5+ years into marriage and how their reaction was. I also would like to know how you approached the subject, because I doubt, guess what? Your husband loves to wear diapers would fly in a normal conversation. I really need help because I want to tell her, but I can't find the courage. End of comment or question. Wow. How many of us can identify with that? A large number in the ABDL world, a large number. This person's not alone, and that's why places such as ADISC.org or DailyDiapers.com exist, is for support, because people need help, need advice. And so I'm just going to recount my own story. And I've been married for almost 20 years, long, long time, and I didn't tell my wife. I was discovered, and I was discovered early in our marriage because immediately, and I thought, this is the woman of my dreams. She's awesome. She's wonderful. She's altogether lovely. It's going to take care of my desires. Everything's going to be good now, finally, because, you know, as a sidebar, my birthday's coming up, and every birthday, I think for as long as I can possibly remember, every birthday, I always tell myself, this is the year. This is the year that I will outgrow these desires. This is the year that one day I'll wake up and find that I have no desire to wear a diaper. And I've done that for over 40 years. Or let's just say 40 years. I don't know when I first started thinking that, but so long. And it doesn't ever go away. But I thought it would when I got married, and it didn't. And almost immediately, I have a secret stash of diapers in our house, and I'm wearing when I can. My wife worked at night, and I worked during the day, and a lot of times there was, you know, alone time, and my wife found them, discovered, and I remember that we were somewhere, and you know, my wife is the kindest person that I know. She won't even call somebody dumb, you know, because it's not nice to call people dumb. Even if it might be true, you just don't say that. It's not nice to do that. That's how my wife is. But I knew something was wrong. I knew there was some kind of tension. I said, what is wrong? What's wrong? And she finally just looks at me. You know, we're at somebody else's house, at a family member's house, and she just says, we'll talk about it when we get home. And I already knew. I knew what to expect. And of course, my heart drops. You know, blood pressure goes through the roof, cold sweats, the whole thing. And we got talking, and I spilled my guts. And she said, you know, that's okay. That's okay. It's fine. And we talked a little bit after that, a few times, but I have real issues. I have real anxiety issues. I have real depression issues, and I have manic issues, and I, you know, have all kinds of things that are going on. And those conversations, I don't even remember that they were real. And that plays in when you're saying, well, how can you not remember? Because as the time went on, and I just, my mind says, she doesn't think it's okay. It's not okay. And you need to go into hiding, and you need to stop this, and, you know, all those negative things and whatnot. And then I'd get, you know, caught again, and I'd think that the world was ending again. But she would say, we've already talked about this. It's okay. And so it's this weird cycle going on. And then I remember, years ago, it was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I ordered a couple of bags from Bambino. And when they arrived, my wife found them. And she thought that it was something for my business. You know, this is what I do. Studio equipment comes in, she's home and with the kids, and she opens up the box. Immediately sees what they are, you know, the kids gathering around. Oh, this can be exciting. It's, you know, it's something for daddy's studio and blah, blah, blah. Immediately closes up the box. And I didn't know that they had arrived. But later on that night, and with my special email account, the one that I only use for ordering and things like that, ordering diapers, diaper related, open that up, and because I'm wondering, where is my box? I knew it was supposed to be there that day. And lo and behold, there's an email from my wife. You know, it says, surprise. Well, we got into an altercation that night because she, and I didn't understand what was going on. She was upset. And I didn't find this out until recently. We're getting there. She was upset because I hadn't told her, to be on the lookout and that the kids could have come across this. I was upset because I read this email saying, I thought that we moved past this. I thought you had dealt with this. And so I'm reading it like, oh no, all these years I'm supposed to have stopped doing this. So I read it completely wrong, and that it tore me up because I misunderstood. And so more stress, more depression, more anxiety piling on top of what's already there. And then just months ago, it all came to a head. And I'm right back at square one. For some reason, my mind is telling me that I need to come clean to her and tell her all this stuff. And then when I finally am able to, and man, it was like pulling teeth. So when you know, this writer says, I really need help because I want to tell her, but I can't find the courage. I mean, I was beside myself. And when finally she's able to get information out of me, she says, what are you talking about? What are you saying? We've been married for 20 years. I accept you. This has been dealt with. You are fine. And I already know all this. And I'm trying still to come to terms with that. And she's so sweet. You know, I've been wearing a diaper to bed every night, almost without exception for the past few months. And that was always my big dream, my big fantasy growing up, was I want to be able to sleep in diapers, period. At nighttime, if it's bedtime, I'm diapered. And I have been, and I'm still having these issues, even though she knows. She said, oh, great. You know, and she'll tell me, you know, this blows my mind. That's why I'm like at a loss for words, because I can't wrap my mind around it. You know, she'll tell me, hey, go and get ready for bed. You know, go put on a diaper, get ready for bed. You know, I'm going to go and get ready. And, you know, in fact, she says, that's our MO. At nighttime, I go into the bathroom, get ready, wash my face and blah, blah, blah. And you go in and put on a diaper. And so now I have this thing that we're trying to get past, is that she knows, I know that she knows, but something in my brain is broken. So I'm laying there in bed trying not to move because I don't want her to hear the crinkle. Because then if she hears the crinkle, then she'll say, wait a second, he's wearing a diaper. And you know, I didn't sign up for this. So she's helping me through that right now. And God love her. She's very patient and very sweet. So I didn't tell her. She found out. But I understand that there are some people out there, and I read the threads. I read them quite often, of people who are discovered or come clean to their significant other and get the exact opposite reaction that I do. There's a particular thread going on right now on, I don't know if it's on ADISC.org, but somebody told their wife was fine with it. Everything's hunky-dory. The very next morning, she's absolutely not fine with it. He needs help. It's wrong, and it needs to stop. And then the day after that, then she comes to, well, you know, this and, you know, and it's causing a lot of anxiety in this man's life. Then there's another one of somebody whose significant other freaked out, and they said, because I love her so much, I'm going to stop. Well, and I did leave a comment on that. Normally, I don't comment on boards because I'm always afraid of saying something that's inappropriate or that's taken the wrong way. I don't like to type for that very reason. I like to be behind the microphone so I can talk things out and flesh it out, flesh out ideas, work them in my mind in real time like I do on like this topic right here. I'm working this out in my mind as we're discussing this. But this person, if they have been struggling with these desires from an early age, I'll bet a donut that this person is going to end up in either split up with this significant other real quick or sometime in the near future, or they're going to spend lots of money in counseling and therapy for repressing this part of them. It's a recipe for disaster is what it is. But you don't want to tell somebody, hey, it's not going to work out. If she is not going to accept you and says you have to stop, you've got real, real problems. You are in for a world of hurt. Okay? I'm fortunate. Boy. And there are a lot of people out there that are fortunate as I am, but so we have a question for you guys, you listeners. How did you tell your significant other? Did you start the conversation or were you discovered? And how did it turn out? Let's use an upcoming episode to offer support. real-world support. It would be awesome, really, on something like this, if you guys called into the voicemail line, you know, our speak pipeline, which we'll give that information again at the end of the show, so that people can hear it in your voice. You know, just make it short and sweet as much as you can. I think that that will have a whole lot more impact than a typed out message, but we'll accept either one. You want to email us your answers? So really, in this case, we're, you know, contact us via email or SpeakPipe or leave a comment on our blog, our website, abdlcast.com. How did you tell your significant other? Did you start the conversation or were you discovered? And how did it turn out? For me, I'm fortunate because I've gone through decades of anxiety and fear. Well, my whole life. And then to find out, you know, I marry this wonderful lady, but I'm still scared because she discovers me and, you know, it's too weird and freaky and all this stuff. And then to find out that the whole time that, of us being married, that she says, I've been telling you that it's okay. Relax. It's fine. No big deal. In fact, she told me the other night, verbatim, listen, it's good for you and it doesn't hurt me in any way. I said, that what you just said? Please tell me that. Please tell me that every day. Every day until I tell you don't need to say it anymore, because those are the words that I've needed to hear you say. I don't need to hear people on a message board say that, because everybody says that, right? Hey, it's not hurting anybody, so what's the big deal? Well, yeah, that's fine for you to say that. I need to hear my wife say that. And this person who wrote that thread on adisc.org, he needs to hear his wife say that. Hey, it's good for you, and it's not hurting me. Carry on. So there you go. That's our topic for today. Please respond, listeners. We want to hear from you. And now it's time for a drink of water and another transition song. It's been a long time since we've had an episode, 5 months, and so therefore it's been a long time since we've been with Bugs Bunny in Storyland. So it is story time here on the ABDL cast. Let me catch you up a little bit on the last episode. We met Mary. Mary, who was starting to talk like her little lamb. That's odd. But we also met Little Boy Blue, who played quite the ditty on his horn. Now you're all caught up. Let's see where else Bugs takes us.
Uh-oh, sounds like a little damsel in distress. Hey, little girl, what's the matter? Why all the teardrops?
I'm Little Bo Peep, and I've lost my sheep and don't know where to find them.
Here, dry your tears. Here's my hanky. Now blow hard. Yeah, that's better. You'll find your sheep. Leave them alone, and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them. Look! Here they come now.
My sheep!
And look, just like the nursery rhyme said, they're all wagging their tails behind them.
Oh, Bugs, I'm so happy.
I'm happy, too.
No, I think so. Yeah, I must have listened to that earlier. Yeah, because I made a reference to wagging their tails behind them earlier in the show. Yeah, that's where it came. It got stuck in my ear. Little earworm there. All right, so we heard more people talking like sheep. So I wonder what's going to happen. Are we going to end up in Storyland with everybody just talking like sheep? Maybe that's how this story ends. That'd be odd. You talk about taking a left-hand turn in a story there. And so we'll catch up more on that on the next episode. But it is time for Dottie's diaper time. I've been wanting to talk about this for a while because, like I said, for the past few months, I've been wearing a diaper to bed every night. And The last time we left you, we could tell by the comments that we went through earlier, I was talking about North Shore Supreme. You can get those at NorthShoreCare.com. They're overnight tabbed Supreme. It's the granddaddy. And it is, well, I said something about the plastic last time on the samples that I had gotten. See, I've had a couple of cases of these since then. I love every single thing about this diaper. Let's just put it that way. Everything about this diaper. It is my favorite diaper I have ever worn in my entire life, bar none. So that's all I'm going to say. If I had my druthers, I would have a lifetime supply of these. The fit, the finish. The tapes are amazing. I love the stiffness of them. I know a lot of people complain about that and you know, say, hey, I even did the conditioning that they recommended, you know, folding the diaper in half long way to soften up the core. I do that, but I do it just slightly. I love the stiffness. I love everything about it. And so when they are sending these out, they keep sending these samples of the air, of the Supreme Air. They're the brother of the North Shore Supreme. The Supreme Air is cloth backed, and you know, so I've ordered a couple of cases. So I had four of these things. I said, you know, and I'm never going to use those. I don't like cloth backed diapers, but you know, I thought, hey, I might be able to put one on and wear it during the daytime one time and see how that works. And so I tried one, and you know, it's great. It's thick and all that stuff. I don't like cloth backed diapers. That's it. I mean, they have no value to me. I don't like them at all. So, North Shore Supreme has the Toddy Smurf stamp of approval. It is my official diaper. I had also ordered an 18-pack of dry 24/7s, and I don't like those anymore. I wore one last night, as a matter of fact. And so what has happened is that timing-wise, and we have some company in town staying with us, timing-wise, I'm on my last North Shore Supreme, and I still have a handful of dry 24/7s. But I have taken the plunge, and I've talked about the XP Medical Brand A+ before, and I said some very bad things about them on a previous episode, namely their tapes. And I had a sample pack of three, and I think I've ordered a couple different sample packs. So I've probably had a total of, yeah, in fact, I have. I ordered a sample pack of the regular size and a sample pack of the large size. The very last one of my samples that I used was the only one that I didn't have a problem with the tapes. And it was one of the large, and it worked great. In fact, when I wore it to bed and got up the next day, I thought, you know what, this is really nice. I need to try these again. I need to give them another fair shake, because the owner over there at XP Medical is a good, upstanding citizen and would never do anything underhanded or dastardly to those of us out here that need to wear diapers. And yes, I do. I need to for psychological need, which is just as valid as physical need. I went ahead and ordered a half case of the A+, the XP Medical A+, and they should be here within the next couple of days, probably just in time, as a matter of fact, because I don't think that I can sleep. I tried about a week ago. I tried to go to bed, speaking of how I told my wife and our situation. I was kind of freaking out in my mind, and I said, okay, I'm going to try and sleep tonight without a diaper. And she said, the next morning, she says, you tossed and turned all night long, and it was miserable. Why didn't you just get up and put on a diaper? And so we kind of have an understanding now. I sleep better when I'm diapered, and so that's kind of expected. So anyway, I'm going to try the XP Medical A+ again, and so hopefully I will be able to report on that on the next episode. I still haven't tried the AB Universe, you know, now that it's under new ownership, or the Snuggies. And so I have a question for you guys, because I've heard from, you know, on the internet, people say that both of those, the ABU line and the Snuggies line, are lowriders along the lines of Bambino. See, I won't wear Bambino anymore because they're cut too low. They're lowriders. And I've heard that ABU and Snuggies, both of their lines of diapers are also lowriders. So I would like somebody to either confirm or deny that for me, because I'd really love to try it, especially the ABU. I really appreciate what Casey is doing. He is a blessing to the, quote, community. I really believe it. This guy, and I've had a lot of Twitter conversations with him, and he's got a great head on his shoulders. He just seems like a really good guy, and he cares about his customers because, in turn, that's ensures business. I mean, that's how business works. You take care of your customers, and that's what he's doing. All the reports are coming in that he does, almost universally positive comments. And so then when you see the negative comments, they're so few and far between, you can just toss that out. You know, no, this is a disgruntled person. This person wouldn't be happy with anything. Because look at the vast majority of people are saying, this is the greatest company I've ever worked with. And so I'd like to as well, but I'm not going to buy lowriders. I'm just not going to. You know, Casey Wood, I did reach out to him, and he would like to encourage all who are in crisis and need to call 1-800-442-HOPE. Again, 1-800-442-HOPE. This is a group of people that will accept you without judgment. Now, the Hope Line is a suicide prevention network. They are ABDL aware and accepting of anyone. So if you have problems, you need help, and you need somebody to talk to, and you are an ABDL, you need to talk to somebody and specifically mention that. Or if you know someone who is in crisis, have them call 1-800-442-HOPE. And listeners, when I ask Casey, what would you like me to mention on the next episode, this was his response. That's it. That's a good guy right there. I need to do a shout out to myabdllife.com. This person has been reposting and blogging episodes of the ABDL cast for a while. Again, that's myabdllife.com. Go over and check out that blog and follow them on Twitter, all that good stuff, and thank them for reposting and republishing the ABDL cast. Hey, speaking of adult diapers, premium adult diapers, I forgot about Bare Bums or barebumdiapers.com. This is a all-over print that's like blocks all over it, baby blocks and stuff. This is coming anytime now. It says fall of 2015. So unless something has changed, get over there to barebumdiapers.com and keep an eye on that. That's another one. Hey, and all I care about in any of these premium diapers, are they lowriders or do they come up, you know, to your belly button? Man, let's cut these things the proper length. In fact, all you companies, get yourself your hands on North Shore Supreme Briefs, because almost universally the reviews are positive on that diaper. Very positive reviews. Find out where they're getting theirs made. If you want to slap some prints on one, man, you get a diaper that fits like that, you have me as a customer. Okay, it's just that simple. I'm not going to get lowriders. I just can't. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it at all. But anyway, so there we go. A bunch of stuff, man. That is a whole heaping episode. You think so? You think it was... I don't know. But let's look. We're at an hour, Sammy. That's too long. Not long for a 5-month absence? Well, we'll find out. Man, I wanted this to be a half hour long. Well, we had 15 minutes of negativity, 15 minutes of listener feedback, which we will never skip, and then a half hour of whatever. But you hear the music coming up now. That means it's time to go. Finally, this is the ABDL Cast with Toddy and Sammy. You can get over to our website at abdlcast.com. And here's how you contact us, friends. Email, number one. Email me at Toddy at abdlcast.com. Number two, leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/abdlcast. Or there's a link on our website to that. Or follow us on Twitter at ABDLcast. We don't know what's going to happen with the future of the show, but we'll let you know. We'll let you know. But in the meantime, if you have an iTunes account, get over there, please, and leave us a 5-star review. You don't have to write anything if you don't want to. Just click that 5th star, and that'll be good enough. Maybe we can wipe out that 1-star review from Mr. Vitriol, or Miss, who knows. But until next time, crinkle, crinkle, little star. Yeah.